Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Glad you're listening. Happy New Year to everybody. And if you can't listen live to this show, it is always podcast. Of course, tonight is a big NWAC night where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And we love these guys, talking to them. They're terrific people, terrific basketball coaches. And, of course, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And just as important, at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where I might add, every Sunday, we do the NWAC Basketball Digest, where we talk a lot about the NWAC. We do the power rankings for both the men and women, and it's a lot of fun to do that. Now, I might add, we're going to go a little bit out of order tonight. We are going to do it a little bit out of order, and we're going to start out with Mitch Freeman. I have some new technology, and I'm fouling the technology up. At least I can admit it. But we're going to go to Mitch first. And Mitch, how are you doing tonight? Of course, Mitch Freeman is the head men's basketball coach at Peninsula College. How are you, Mitch? And happy New Year.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Greg. Great to be on as usual. Threw me off there, but I'm ready to talk basketball and talk NWAC hoops with you.
Hey, you're a basketball coach. It's easy to throw you off, and then it's easy for you to come back, right?
We hope so.
As you head to league play, Mitch, how are you doing? How are you feeling about your team?
Well, I'm feeling really good about the way we still have two non-conference games before we open up against one of the tougher NWAC teams and the great North Division rival in Edmonds. But I feel really good. Everyone's healthy, as a knock on wood here. We're starting to play a lot better basketball. We're on both ends of the floor. And really encouraging to see how we finished going into Christmas break. And we have met some challenges, and we've been tested by some really good teams. And one that's on the show tonight, Aaron Landon's team, who's out to a terrific start. They got a very good basketball program, and Tacoma, TJ's team as well. So it's been a great non-conference games that we've been able to, I think, fare well, but also find out what we need to work on.
Mitch, in your own words, and you said you got two more good games before you start league play. Let me just ask you, what in your own words is the difference between non-league play and league play?
What's the difference? Well, I think that part of it is, I think as coaches, we get a chance to schedule those games. So it's by a choice that we find out, like, all right, well, certain times of the year, like I love to play a couple games right after Christmas to get the competitive juices firing again. But I also like to be challenged. I like to see where our team meets. I mean, so we, play Highline. We go down, we play Clark, who's a very good basketball program, done very well the last few years. So really, I think finding where our team's at. So there's a mixture of like finding that challenge, but also finding teams that we need to be able to find games where we can be very competitive and see kind of get that confidence going as well. So it's a mixture of both things. I think scheduling is really important. I think it's important to play in one or two tournaments. I think it's kind of because, you got to be able to figure out how you're going to be able to fare well against in a tournament play where you got back-to-back games and scout and prep and all that stuff that comes into play. So I think it's really important, and I love it. But I think the artwork of or the being a coach trying to, schedule and you get that choice. You need choice to go out and find those games.
Terrific analysis there, per usual by you. Scheduling is so underrated. you know, and everybody talks about it, and it's difficult to do. And it's like, you know, what are some things that you really need to ramp up in these next two games as you head to league play that's going to make your team a competitive player in that Northwest region, North region, I should say.
Well, I mean, we think we just kind of understanding value in the basketball, and our assist turnover ratio has got to continue to improve. I think we made some drastic improvements the last five games of our before Christmas break, where we were a positive assist turnover ratio going into each of those games, and there was a reason we had a chance to win games. And when we had more turnovers to our assists, we didn't give ourselves a better opportunity to even be competitive in a basketball game. And so continuing to work on that, our shot selection within our offense, I think we are now getting down to where we're more comfortable with what we're doing, but now it's finding the right shots and the right guys taking those shots. And so guys continue to embrace the roles that they're in. And then I think the third thing is defensively is just, again, taking more ownership in what we need to do on the defensive end. Really got to, you know, because now it comes into scouting reports, being more specific and understanding who guys are at, what guys are on the floor, this and that. And so I think that is, again, shoring those things up as we get into conference play.
Mitch, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to your great family, everybody at Peninsula College. And we'll look forward to seeing you. I'm going to see you in person here. I'm going to kind of surprise you in the month of January. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't like surprises, but I will look forward to having you at one of our games.
You're like me. I like surprises as long as I'm not surprised. So, Happy New Year, Mitch.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for juggling the lineup a little bit tonight with my new technology. You betcha.
Thank you so much, Mitch Freeman. I appreciate it, Greg.
You betcha. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach at Peninsula College. And now I think we're going to go here to – Is this Kyle Gray?
Gray, how you doing?
Kyle. I'm doing good.
Is
this you, Kyle?
This is me.
I don't mean to throw you off here, but I got some new technology, and we mixed up the lineup a little bit tonight. I apologize. And we're going to get to TJ very shortly here, and then Aaron. But this is going to make this program a lot better. Which is what I try to do every single time I'm on the air with this new technology, and it's just taken me a little while to get used to it. Kyle, congratulations on making it to the championship game of the ever-tough Clackamas holiday invite at Clackamas Community College.
I appreciate that. We're certainly very excited and got a big win today against a very good Walla Walla team.
Yes, you did, and I would imagine there's always things that every basketball coach wants to have happen, but you've got to be pleased the way your team is playing.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy. I mean, the guys are really coming together this week, and you know, it's really good for us to get to this tournament. We always love coming out here, like Mitch kind of was alluded to, is playing a couple, you know, games after Christmas, especially a tournament, just to get the competitive juices going before league play. Really important to us, and you know, the guys are really stepping up to the challenge here, and it's really good to see.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the tournaments in the NWAC, the three-day tournaments, are always very competitive, no matter whether it's a crossover or invite tournament as this is, but it's just very special to be playing for a championship no matter what sport you're in.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you're going to go out there and play for something, it's like a championship, and doesn't really matter, you know, what it is. It's just, you know, we're going to go out there and these guys have been working for it. And, you know, like, you know, having a couple opportunities in non-league to go out there and play for that, I think helps prep you for, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get to the tournament at the end of the year, you know, practicing that, you know, taking it day by day and making sure that you're ready to evaluate a scouting report overnight and that type of stuff, just all the preparation that goes into it. It's really good practice for these guys.
And, of course, Kyle, getting to the championship game, as if that's not enough, you're going to play a region rival in Everett That's a little bit fun because that kind of means that you have a little rubber match coming up once you play them twice in region play.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you got to play, you know, your team like Mitch and I. We went against each other four times last year, so you know, we know all about it. Just you know, getting we certainly know each other, Coach Walker and the Everett Trojans. We know each other really well, and so it'll be a real fun one tomorrow, I'm sure.
And what as you head to that region play very soon, Kyle, what really needs to improve? And it's not like the glass is half empty, but nobody's ever satisfied in the sports arena.
Right. Yeah, not even close. Not even close. And my guys will tell you that firsthand, that I certainly gonna, you know, keep pounding on them about what they got to do to get better. And I think that, you know, for us, it's always going to be, you know, defense first. And especially with this year's team, we've just been kind of harping on them about it, you know, consistently. And now it's not just the defense, but it's about understanding, you know, how to execute a scout and understanding how to follow a game plan. And now that we know more about our opponents, and, you know, there's plenty of film out there on everybody, and, you know, you can kind of prepare your guys a little bit better and formulate a game plan that you want them to go out there and execute. And so I think keep harping on them on the details of that are going to be really important. And then, of course, you know, just on the offensive end, it just comes down to, you know, executing plays that, you know, out of the right, you know, like out of a timeout or something like that. Those type of ones where you got to come down and you got to make the correct read, you got to run the correct play and make a basket when you have to make it and that type of stuff. Those are all the details that are so important to be successful. And we really get a lot of that when we get in these non-league games, especially towards the end of non-league play heading into the league.
And Kyle, this is an interesting time of year for all college basketball coaches because almost everybody gets heavy duty into league play in January. As you mentioned, you got to be watching a lot of film about your opponent because you've got a lot of film to watch on your opponents. And you also got to keep up the recruiting game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got such a, you know, a great staff that they stay on top of it with Ronnie Steele Williams and Nate Ivey. And these guys are just all over helping without the, you know, the recruiting trail and all that stuff. You know, it's an absolute group effort. I mean, I could not do it without my coaching staff. I mean, it's just like you said, it's a lot going on. You know, we're all over it on all ends and you know, it keeps you up all hours of the night, but it's something that we love. So, you know, it certainly doesn't feel like work, that's for sure.
Well, are you with us there, Kyle?
I am, Greg. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, good. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I apologize. I wanted to ask you a little bit about these trips like you're on right now. Is this a good bonding experience as well as, or is bonding take place all year long?
We absolutely make it a point to get our guys together as much as possible, but you really can't, you know, replace, you know, road trip. Road trips are always great. You know, we always, you know, have a questionnaire for our guys. We started that having them, you know, kind of get to know each other before we head off to a long road trip. And so we have like about 21 questions we formulate as a team about what we want to know about our teammates. So they kind of get that going and you know, we get the quiet van rides eventually, but, you know, the first part of the van rides are always full of guys talking about everything from, you know, what their favorite cartoon is to, you know, where they see themselves in 10 years. So, I mean, we do a ton of bonding at Edmonds. We really believe in that and kind of talk about family and, you know, staying together. And these guys are creating friendships that are going to last a lifetime. And, you know, these road trips certainly help with that. And we try to do as much as we can whenever we can.
Very good, Kyle Gray. It's a pleasure to know you. A pleasure to see you. Happy New Year to you, your family, everybody at Edmonds Community College, and I'll see you tomorrow at the championship game at Clackamas Community College.
Sounds good. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Kyle Gray. Now we are going to go a little out of order here. Like I said, I have new technology, which is going to make this program really solid for years to come. But on the other hand, I'm getting used to it, so I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not the techno genius that so many people are in today's age. But we're going to go now to Aaron Landon, and then hopefully after that we'll go to TJ Call, and look forward to talking to him. But Aaron, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Greg. How about you?
Doing terrific. And Aaron, you've got to be pleased the way your team is playing right now. As you get close to heading into league play, you've had a very good November and December.
Yeah, especially in the last month. We've been playing pretty well. We're a little bit different where we are not going to play in a Christmas tournament. So we'll play a couple singles, but league is right around the corner. So just trying to get better every day before league starts.
What has made your team play like they have in November and December, in your expert opinion, Aaron?
Well, first off, just having players that are unselfish and have bought into what we're trying to do on both sides of the ball. This is my best group I've had, and we're not doing different stuff, but we've got some guys that really know how to do everything that we ask them to do on both sides of the ball. So all the credit goes to them. Some of it, I remind my guys that they've had an advantage early on. Just like, a lot of teams feel this way. If you've got guys that specialize in something, like maybe shooting the ball, or one guy's an elite rebounder, or a guy's a really good defender, early on, we just don't know a ton about other teams. So teams are seeing us for the first time. And we've got some really dynamic, versatile players, and that's been an advantage for us in the early going.
All right, let's flip the other side. To keep this going, what needs to improve, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, we've got to get better at all the stuff that we work on across the board and continue to get reps with the basic stuff, like, shooting and passing and guarding the ball every day in practice. I think the biggest thing down the stretch and what makes league a lot different than these non-conference, non-league games is now everybody knows who we are, and we have an idea about who our opponent is. We all watch film on each other. So as the season goes on, everybody is, going to know a little bit more about who we are as a team and what we run. So we've got to continue to evolve and, get deeper into our offense and, adjust our defense a little bit night to night, depending on the scout. And if we continue to do that, we feel like we can compete at a pretty high level, but that just takes sustained focus throughout the year.
Aaron, how would you describe, and I asked Mitch this question, what's, in your expert opinion, the difference between non-league play and league play, which starts for you very soon here, as I've mentioned before?
Yeah, that's a good question. I liked Mitch's answer and also what he had to say about scheduling. I think that for us, when you get into league, the West region is just full of great coaches and they all work hard. And so everybody watches a lot of film and they know a lot about you. The scouts, everything just kind of changes. So I think the biggest difference is, when you're maybe playing a team in a tournament and you don't know who you're going to play until, you get the winners and losers bracket going, you just have more time to prepare in league. So whereas we might catch somebody by surprise with a little play that we like to run at a tournament in November or December, by the time we're in late January or February, we might start lining up in a box and all of a sudden the other coaches are yelling, watch the stagger screen or the lob or whatever it is that we're trying to do just because they've watched so much film. So I think that's the biggest difference, is just the amount of knowledge that other staffs and teams have about what you want to do each night.
Aaron, certainly the West lost Clark this year, a very powerful team, but in watching Tacoma and hearing about the other teams and seeing some of the other teams, it's going to be another dynamite year for the West region in the NWAC. And I know that you're going to be a competitive big part of that region.
Yeah, I hope so. The West is interesting, and there has been some change and some turnover, but it'll be very competitive. And while I'm on air, I should congratulate TJ, who's on next, and Tacoma, because they got a really impressive win tonight against Yakima. So congratulations to them on that. Our region will be deep. There's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. So a couple more weeks, and then it's in the West region play. And, you know, we just hope to compete every night, and we're looking forward to it.
And hopefully we didn't foul TJ up too much, because I don't see him in the queue here. So hopefully he'll be calling in, Aaron, and I'm going to keep you on until I see him a little bit longer. We had a little start. We shook up the lineup a little bit tonight. But as I said, as basketball coaches, you're usually used to surprises and a few changes, and I apologize to that. So I hope that TJ will still call in. And same question for you, Aaron, about this time of year that I asked Kyle is, there's a lot on your plate. You got to be out watching high school games. You got to be scouting. You've got to be watching videotape of your future opponent. And you also got to do something that everybody does in sports. You got to play the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Since we're trying to adjust and TJ's not here yet, I can just kind of fill his slot. I've been watching them play quite a bit. I can just talk about his team. I know they got a good win tonight, but they got a really good sophomore post eligible, and they've got that guy Khalil Wyatt, who's a dynamic wing. You know, as we watch like Tacoma and the rest of our league, the biggest thing for us is, you know, we want to understand what other teams are trying to do, and I think that's what everybody's doing now that they have more film that they can look at. But the biggest thing I think for all of us is just staying with our system, and you know, maybe tweaking it a little bit night to night. But just doing the things that have made you successful and taking a hard look at the things that you struggle at and addressing those deficiencies while we still, you know, have a good chunk of the season left. So I could probably go on and on about Tacoma, but I don't know. Maybe TJ is going to call in, and if not, you just keep firing away, and we'll finish up the show.
We may have to do that, Aaron. I hope I appreciate you staying on. Let me ask you you know, I've asked you this a little bit before, but this is your third year at South Puget Sound. You really went in there with the intent of changing, not only building the program, but changing the basketball culture. Are you getting where you're in somewhat of a comfort zone? And don't get me wrong, anybody that's successful in life never gets totally comfortable. But are you feeling good about everything?
Well, I can tell you I'm feeling a lot better than I was when I got here and went through a two-win season. You know, those first couple of years, it was really all about recruiting and getting to know the school. It's still, you know, recruiting is always important. But right now is kind of a special time because the guys that were really like my first group of recruits, they're sophomores now. And we've got a really good sophomore group. And, you know, some good freshmen, but I told our team when we came back from break, we only got one shot at this together. And, you know, right now, you know, who knows what's going to happen next year, the year after that, or 10 years from now. This is a special group. I love my guys, and I just want to make sure that all of us really enjoy this year because it's hard to get a good group of sophomores. And, again, knock on wood for us, too. We're healthy right now, and I just want us to make the most of it while we have this special group this year. So we're really working hard to, you know, try to get the most out of this team.
Aaron, let's close on that note. Let's wish everybody a happy new year at South Puget Sound, to your great family, to everybody in the greater Olympia area, everybody in the NWAC. And thanks for being a huge part of this program. You're the one that kind of created this program, and it's been highly successful having you four guys on at the end of each month and the last Tuesday of the month. And I'm sorry somehow we missed TJ, and I hope I didn't foul him up tonight because I had a great chance to see him today, a big win, and also met his parents and part of his family. So He's got some obligations when he's on the road, so he must have come up. TJ called ahead, men's coach at Tacoma, who had a big win, as Aaron alluded to today, over Yakima Valley. But Aaron, thank you, and Happy New Year, and I will see you very soon.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for everything you do, and congratulations to TJ and Kyle on their win tonight.
Very good, and of course, it'll be another big day tomorrow at Clackamas. Good night, Aaron. Good night, listeners. Thank you for making this program hugely successful. Happy New Year to everybody, and get out and see an NWAC basketball game. Like I say, if you go once, you'll keep going forever. It is such great basketball. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.